And indeed, it is time for the captain, brought to you by, of course, Global Threat Solutions, his incredible company. 100% veteran-owned, Long Island-based, by the way, right here in Suffolk County. Security and investigation firm offering so much, fully licensed private investigations firm, and offering comprehensive private investigations. Check it all out on the website for peace of mind in uncertain times, globalthreatsolutions.com, or any questions, you can make a phone call, 646-946-6649. The aforementioned Captain Ken Bombace, and truth be told, after we always make sure the captain is nice enough to join us, time committed and everything else, we always kind of go over the premise of conversation. And yesterday I informed the captain, indeed, it would be on a possible retaliatory strike by Israel into Iran, not knowing what was going to happen hours later. And sure enough, Cap, it has. And a welcome to the show this morning, sir.
Morning, Jay. Glad to be on.
We got a lot happening here. Late last night, the strikes did happen in a retaliatory sense, limited, as it's been called. Captain, as far as all that went on, give me an assessment, though, as far as you're in.
Yeah, so, Jay, it looks like this was somewhat of a measured response by Israel. In my opinion, it seems like they had to save face and they had to retaliate in some way because Iran was threatening them not to. And I know Prime Minister Netanyahu, he had indicated that although he listens to the feedback of his allies, his most important ally, the United States, it would be Israel that would decide how and when they would respond. With that being said, it seems that he definitely was, I think, impacted by President Biden and his administration's guidance that this should be a somewhat measured response to avoid further retaliation. We don't have the exact details now as far as what was targeted and what kind of damage was done. And I do know that some of the attack was in Isfahan, which is near a nuclear site, but it appears that they did not, in fact, target that nuclear site. They may have targeted a nearby drone manufacturing site. So, again, it seems like they had to retaliate, but it seems like they did it in a way where it gives Iran the ability now to not further the retaliation. And we'll see how they respond to this. Initial Iranian reports is that were very limited, saying that there was three identified objects that were shot down by air defenses, and that's it. So they're playing it down, which would indicate to me that they're looking for a reason not to have to continue retaliating against Israel. Let's see how that develops.
No doubt about it. As we're talking with the captain on the retaliatory measure by Israel, missiles hitting at least one site in Iran. Apparently state media over there, Captain, alerted citizens to some explosions heard in the central part of the Islamic Republic, as you mentioned, about 250 miles south of capital city in Tehran. Certainly we know what happened last weekend, Captain, with about 300 give or take drones and missiles towards the Jewish nation. It was last Saturday, though nearly all intercepted by Israel and its allies. Speaking of that, the U.S., we know after what happened last weekend, Captain, certainly stated quite clearly and as usual telegraphing their messages that they would not take part in a counteroffensive. Thus, after last night, the U.S. only would say that they did not endorse what has occurred. In essence, you're getting the hands-off action, as always, with this administration. What do you make out of that?
Yeah, it's, business as usual, Jay. And I don't agree with that stance right now. My response would have been that we always stand with our great ally, Israel. That's it. That's all you had to say in this. Even if you didn't take part in it, I wouldn't in any way condemn it. And by saying you don't endorse it, pretty much condemns it. I think that what should have been considered by Israel is that, yes, their air defenses were highly effective, 99%. And by the way, many of the weapon systems were, ineffective in that they only 50% of them even didn't crash prior to entering Israeli airspace. But they should have weighed out the potential. If those missiles and drones that were launched against Israel actually made it to their targets, it would have been devastating, Jay. They were not looking to avoid human casualties with those attacks by Iran, and that should be considered. Just because they weren't successful or they have a level of incompetence should not, it would not have impacted my decision to respond. I would have responded, honestly, Jay, what I would have went for is the nuclear,
I agree,
the nuclear facilities at this point, because what, look at who we're dealing with. You're going to allow these people to get even one day closer to having nuclear weapons? I would have hit those sites regardless of what Iran's response was, just because, Jay, the reason that attack occurred last week is because we've pushed this problem down the road for so long. The U.S. has failed to deal with Iran in a strong way, a significant way, and that's why they act this way. And I think at some point, your policy can't be, well, let's just do whatever doesn't provoke Iran for further retaliation. At some point, you have to rip the Band-Aid off and let's get this on, because this is a bad actor. They are not stopping. They're attacking U.S. troops all throughout the Middle East. They're disrupting shipping in the Red Sea.
Excellent point.
They have proxy groups all over. Hezbollah, Hamas, they're responsible for the attack of October 7th. When are we going to hold them responsible?
I agree. That's an excellent point. With all that has occurred, the Houthis in the Red Sea attacking ships left and right, you know, all the sites since October, all the bases we talked about, what, 100 hits plus as far as attacks from drones on our bases throughout the region since October the 7th. That's an excellent point. We forget about that. Listen, the only way to get back is to cut the head of the snake. The snake is Iran. We know they fuel these proxies a la Hamas. We know. You know, it's interesting to me that they supply cap all of these drones and everything else, and they are inept. You know, from what we saw last Saturday with those 300 strikes and everything else, and really being intercepted, 99% of the artillery intercepted by us in Israel and everything going on there, you would think that they would have had some situations in play where they could hit a couple of things. That really was an eye-opener, how inept this nation is as far as everything. And the capabilities, you know, the one that you fear the most is the fact that they have the capabilities from a nuclear standpoint, which, by the way, again, you bring out an excellent point. We've done nothing about. We've only enabled them, going back to the Obama days in 2015, only to be ripped up when Trump came into office. And then, as I say all the time, to be resuscitated again by Joe Biden. So, in essence, you know, it's amazing to me the ineptitude of Iran as far as how they handle everything. I mean, they are supplying various pieces of equipment to Russia right now in their fight against Ukraine. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree completely. We've discussed this before. You know, I think that people who are not in the know or really have any type of technical background in intelligence or with foreign militaries, they have a false sense of the capabilities. Now, I would never underestimate these enemies because they're dangerous leadership.
Yep.
Putin's a dangerous guy. They have a large military. But you cannot compare them. We've seen this time and time again, especially to a military like the United States. You know, we talk about in the beginning of Ukraine when they had that long convoy of Russian weapon systems and vehicles on that road and waiting to go towards Kiev. And, you know, that would have been an hour's work for the United States military. The Russia, everyone had them propped up as this is such a capable military that it's going to take them 1 week and Ukraine will be under Russian control. And that never happened. And if one thing happened positive with this conflict in Ukraine, is it's demonstrated the ineffectiveness and the actual level of capability of the Russian military, which is nowhere near the United States, conventionally speaking. And I would say the same thing, Jay, even for China. I know they've invested heavily, more than any other country as a part of their GDP over the last 10 years in their military. They have the world's largest Navy right now, but they are not the United States. And people would learn that very quickly if it ever came to that, I believe. So let's say there was a move on Taiwan and we were involved. They are not the United States Navy. They're not the United States military. We are the most battle-tested military in the world. And it's also our structure and our leadership style and our military. They don't have that in their countries because they're authoritarian countries. And we have independence with our commanders to take action. They don't have any of that. We train our soldiers from day one as a private to be a leader if called on. And those militaries simply are not in the same categories as ours is.
No doubt about it. And listen, we've got the ships present there now. We've got troops there. So I'll ask you this, Cap, over the weekend, in your estimation right now, as far as everything we know, do you feel that Iran now will throw a blow back as far as Israel is concerned after all this that happened last night?
Yeah, so I would like to think right now that when you see the Iranian reports of what happened in the middle of the night, at least for the United States, I would say they're not going to retaliate against military. If I had to guess, because it was such a, like I said, a relatively measured, small response by Israel. It's like Israel had to save face and respond, but they did it in a way that allowed Iran now to de-escalate. I would say that's the direction this is going. You may hear rhetoric because that's what they do, but I don't see any significant response by Iran in response to this attack by Israel last night.
I would have to agree with you. Listen, Israel had their chance. I think they definitely toned it down based on the United States pretty much being in their ear since the get-go of all this stuff. You get a sense that Netanyahu wanted to go a little bit harder. The strike happened right near a nuclear plant where they were housing some of this stuff, 250 miles south of Tehran. A couple of strikes here and there, but it was really just a message by saying, hey, listen, we're fighting back. You hit us, I'm going to hit you back, okay? Now, where we at from here, I get a sense that neither wants an escalation here as far as what's going on here. My only feeling going forward, Cap, is we still have a battle to watch here between Israel and Hamas and those hostages, if any are still alive. I mean, that is still the goal right now of Israel, is to eradicate this terrorist group. So knowing that they're still being funded by these snakes, okay, that being Iran. So that's something to kind of keep in mind here. Netanyahu had a chance. He had a chance to go a little deeper, a little harder as far as the strike is concerned. But right now, it's probably business as usual, Netanyahu and, trying to make way and make everything safer for his state. Yeah. So we'll see.
You know, Jay, I was just listening to Secretary Blinken right before this. He's in Italy right now. And
yeah, Capri.
Discussing numerous things in addition to this response from Israel. But I have to agree with something that he said. And he says it's time for the world to understand that Hamas is not negotiating in good faith.
No.
And they're the ones who are making this negotiation for the hostage release impossible. They want like 900 prisoners released. And they're bringing numbers like between 20 and 40 hostages is all they'll consider releasing. What they're doing is they don't want an agreement, Jay. So they're being unreasonable. And I was at least happy to see Secretary Blinken acknowledge that and announce that in his speech today. That's who we're dealing with. Hamas doesn't want an end to this. They want to see regional escalation, just like Iran does. So I think that's where we stand. I don't see any diplomatic end to this anytime soon. And I think Netanyahu has to move into Rafah. And I think that he's got to eradicate the rest of Hamas. You're going to continue to see protests in the United States and around the world that Israel is committing genocide. But Israel has to do what they have to do. And namely, that's to get rid of the last remnants of Hamas in Gaza.
No question. Well said. And I agree with you fully. Of course, the captain's brief. Listen tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Tom Evans and the captain put on quite a show. One of the best shows on radio as far as I'm concerned. 11:30 every Saturday morning right here on LI News Radio. Sir, I know you'll be watching events throughout. We'll chat and look forward to having you on the next time. Of course, the captain's brief tomorrow morning at 11.
Exactly. Thanks, Jay. I look forward to talking next.